see the Home Alone house is for sale?
Yeah, the crazy thing about the whole thing is, you know, the iconic movie one, Home Alone, you see the McAllister's house there in Chicago. It has remained unchanged on the outside for almost the better part of, what, 3 decades?
Yes, but the inside has changed drastically.
Well, sure.
So much of the wallpaper, the floral wallpaper all over that house in the movie, and that's all, like, completely updated.
Yeah, they put it on sale, what is it, like $5 million, something like that?
It's much.
Yeah, the first time in 12 years, 5 bedrooms, 6 baths. It does have, they, like, filmed the scene where Kevin slides down the stairs, in that house. Like,
yeah.
They didn't do it on a Hollywood set in L.A. They did it there.
Yeah.
So you see those iconic steps and everything like that. I thought it was kind of cool. Of houses in movies that are featured in movies, which one would you love to, like, live in?
I want to live in the Bachelor Mansion. Not a movie, TV show. The Bachelor Mansion, for sure. That place looks amazing. I mean, not only is the actual mansion incredible, but the view where it's situated, all the landscaping. I mean, it's all, yeah, it's Bachelor Mansion.
With the men?
No. I'll bring my family.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just wondering how far you want to...
I might have to, like, sanitize a hot tub.
Sure. We had to drain it and
maybe
rinse it out. You know,
shenanigans happen in there.
Spray some 409 in there.
Over many seasons. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe do that.
You know,
I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, movie houses.
Like, I'm thinking, like, The Notebook, you know, that large southern house.
Oh, that he restored. Yeah.
Yeah. The one with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock. That movie.
Ooh, yeah. That was pretty nice. In Alaska.
That one in Alaska. Mm-hmm. That nice large house. You know, mm-hmm. And I'm even thinking about Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where Cameron's house kind of sinking, you know, surrounded by woods.
It was a very modern house, yeah.
Yeah, modern, but surrounded by woods there in Chicago. Kind of like that as a house, you know.
What about Father of the Bride? That house is pretty amazing.
That was a pretty big house, yeah.
And that's a very big part of the movies. That's a quintessential movie house with all the flowers that go up the front of the house, and it's just, yeah, it just looks really sweet.
Someone texted in the Rose Red House, from Stephen King. I didn't know that off the top of my head, but I Googled it. It's a large brick mansion, and holy cow, yes, that would be awesome, but I bet there's some murders that happen there. So it's haunted or something, you know? It's one of those houses where it's haunted. That is 100% yep. Haunted. Yeah.
Nope, well, nope, nope.
Yeah.
The Kate Winslet cottage from The Holiday. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So cute.
That.
Well, and also the big mansion in Beverly Hills, too. Yeah, in L.A. The condo from Big. That's another good one.
That's
pretty iconic.
Yeah,
a trampoline inside.
I would say. I mean, if you're doing that, you could even say the apartment from Friends. That is one of those that's absolutely huge. But yeah, I think I would agree with Jamie with the Kate Winslet house from The Holiday.
Yes.
Or the cottage that Jude Law lives in there in the same movie, The Holiday. So.
Also, Peter Rabbit, that cottage.
Are you talking about in the tree trunk?
No. The live action Peter Rabbit. James Corden was the voice of Peter Rabbit. The guy who was a bad guy in one of the Star Wars movies. I don't remember his name, but the live action, the Peter Rabbit, right?
Are you talking about Mr. McGregor's house?
Yes, Mr. McGregor's house.
Okay.
In Peter Rabbit, yes.
Sure, Mr. McGregor's
house. That's amazing looking with the garden and all the stuff.
Yeah. All right,
yes, like that is an amazing estate. That's my first choice.
We're diving down the wormhole of movie houses and which ones we'd love to live in because Home Alone house is for sale. The Princess Diary house, someone just texted in. Princess.
As in the castle?
Diaries.
Are we talking about the castle?
Is it?
Genovia Castle?
No. It wasn't a castle. It was an actual house.
Oh.
But it was like a mansion sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah, that does look pretty cool.
Okay.
All right. Good stuff. All right. Yeah. That was a fun little trip.
That's a fun little tour.